I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a report on Falkirk Council. Douglas, can you tell me what this report's about?
Yes, it's a look at how Falkirk Council is doing, particularly in meeting its legal duty to deliver best value. It's a follow-up to a report in August last year when the Commission expressed significant concerns over the Council's approach to making £46 million of savings over 3 years.
So, what have you found?
Well, to be frank, we are disappointed. That £46 million figure has now risen to £61 million of savings over 3 years. In a nutshell, while there's been a fair bit of activity at the Council, there's been limited progress in addressing the underlying need for more radical change.
And what does this mean for the public?
Well, what we're talking about here are key services for the people of Falkirk. Things like schools, roads and social care. So it is really important. And that's the reason Falkirk urgently needs to identify and agree its key priorities to develop and implement improvement activities alongside a robust and longer-term financial plan. To be fair to the Council, it has made progress in some areas. There is better working now between councillors, and scrutiny has also improved, although that could still be more open and transparent.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, every council needs to get to grips with looming budget shortfalls over the next 3 years. But Falkirk has been slow to realise the scale of what's required and to make effective plans for it. What's needed now is strong and effective leadership by councillors and the corporate management team. They need to grasp the nettle and meet the challenges they face. The Commission will be meeting councillors and officers early in the new year. We'll monitor progress during 2017 and we've asked for an update by the end of the year to see how well the Council is responding.
Douglas, thank you very much.